This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is alleging the former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried defrauded cryptocurrency investors. This is separate from criminal charges that have been filed against him: wire fraud, money laundering, and violating campaign finance laws in an 8-count indictment. Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas yesterday. There is some good news for your wallet.
Inflation slowed again in November for a fifth straight month. The government says consumer prices were up 7.1% from a year earlier, down from 7.7% in October. On a month-to-month basis, the consumer price index rose just 0.1% compared to 0.4% in October. Gas, electricity, and used cars, among other things, all got cheaper. In the latest signs, price increases are gradually easing. Still, the Federal Reserve set to boost its benchmark interest rate tomorrow, the seventh hike this year, as it tries to fight decades-high inflation. Economists warn the moves are likely to cause a recession next year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
That whopper of a storm that's moving across the country from west to east has been dumping snow, rain, ice, and sleet. The AP's Donna Warder.
As much as 2 feet of snow could come down in some parts of western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. Forecasters are also warning of about a half inch of ice and wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and in South Dakota, where the Department of Public Safety is telling residents to stock up on essentials and stay home once the storm hits. I'm Donna Warder.
Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach has died after being hospitalized with a heart condition. He was 61. This is AP News. Well, here's something unusual.
A dozen migrants have made a highly unusual attempt to leave Cuba. Attempting to flee Cuba is not unusual, even with homemade rafts. But about a dozen passengers were intercepted while aboard a blue raft that had an American flag painted on its bow, as it was apparently departing for the U.S. in plain view. Attempts to flee the island are usually done from remote locations in the dark of night. Onlookers, including journalists, say this raft apparently departed in broad daylight. The passengers were taken off the raft not 500 yards from the American embassy, just off Havana's famous Malecón seawall. I'm Norman Hall.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is announcing new measures aimed at limiting the number of migrants reaching the UK by crossing the English Channel on small boats. He's also pledging to clear a backlog of asylum seeker applications. He said he wants to make sure that those who arrive illegally cannot remain in the country. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.